Final words in our gospel today. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. I don't think you can have a better line that represents this year, the year of mercy, is that one line of scripture. The Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost. And Pope Francis, I think, with this year, is trying to reach out to people who are alienated from the church, those who are on the periphery like Zacchaeus was in today's gospel, and to call them back to come home. I think I've seen a lot of powerful conversions in this year, whether it's the year of grace at work or just God's plan playing out one way or another. The grace of God is working great things. As I was reflecting on today's gospel, I was thinking back to when I was in seminary. And there's a seminarian there who's now a priest, and he had this trademark line that he would always say, "Go big or go home." And he'd say that a lot. You know, you'd expect that to be one of the first things that he would say, whether it was the team on the basketball court or whether they were playing poker and throwing chips in, he'd always say, "Go big or go home." You know, sometimes it'd be at the dessert table if someone was debating between a little piece of cake and the giant one smothered with syrup or whatever. "Go big or go home." So sometimes it was even homily prep. He'd encourage people, "Go big or go home." So, of course, anytime you put the seminarians to the challenge and called them out, they had to go big. You know, they couldn't give in and just go home. So he was always calling people out. But I think we can see this in the conversion of Zacchaeus. And he was short in stature, but when it came to the conversion, he went big. He gave away half of his possessions. Think about that. A rich person to give away half your possessions, and then anything he had extorted from anyone, he would give back fourfold. You know, that probably would have brought him, if not into financial ruin, probably close to it. So he probably would have given away everything. And the interesting thing is that Christ didn't even ask him to do that. You know, Christ didn't say, "Hey, I'll come over to your house if you give away half your possessions and repay what you've extorted." Christ first says, "I will come and stay at your house." And then Zacchaeus offers that on his own free will. And I wonder what was going on inside Zacchaeus that would lead him to this tremendous act of generosity. And I think maybe it's the scandal that was caused when Christ said that he would stay at Zacchaeus' house. Maybe Zacchaeus heard these people whispering, saying, "This man's a sinner. You know, why would he go and stay with him?" And maybe Zacchaeus wanted to do a generous offer to show that there was a conversion going on in his heart. Or maybe it didn't matter what other people were whispering. Maybe what led him to do it was simply the fact that Christ had seen through the evil that Zacchaeus was living in, and had seen his goodness, and had extended an invitation to him. And Zacchaeus was so overwhelmed that his money didn't seem to mean that much to him all of a sudden, that he would rather give it away to please Christ. But whatever reason, whatever was going on, there was certainly grace at work going on within Zacchaeus' heart. And when he converted big. And I think it's often converts who bring a lot of intensity to the church. And people convert for different reasons. You know, sometimes it's people who have a background of living in sin, whether it was Zacchaeus or Mary Magdalene or St. Augustine lived a life of lust for many years and he couldn't break these habits. You know, there's people who convert from lives of darkness, and when they do convert, they convert big. And I think one of the reasons is by living in sin, they recognize how dark evil can become. You know, a lot of them are slaves to sin. They realize the power that that can have and the shame that that brings when they know that their actions are dishonorable. And yet they feel compelled to do them anyway, or they can't break out. They know the shame that that brings, the guilt that a life of darkness brings. And so when they do come to the light, they're so thankful of the joy and the freedom that Christ brings, that it just brings this intensity and an excitement into the church. You know, some people who convert aren't necessarily living lives of a horrific sin, but they might just be from a different religious background. A lot of the great leaders of apologetics within our nation today have converted from Protestant churches or from other backgrounds. If you look at people like Jimmy Akin or Scott Hahn or Steve Ray, You know, I've talked to a couple priests who were Anglican priests before they converted and entered into the Catholic Church and were ordained as priests within the Catholic Church. Well, they bring an intensity because they realize the tremendous gifts that the sacraments are, especially the Eucharist. And the incredible grace it is to be a part of the one church founded by Jesus Christ upon the apostles and to have infallible teachings that they know won't change with the changing tides of society. You know, people who come in from outside the faith tend to have a deep recognition and love for the gifts that we have as members of the church. But it doesn't just have to be converts who have that intensity. Now, sometimes it's lifelong Catholics who simply recognize the effect that it can have to be without Christ. The fact that one sin, unredeemed, can separate us from Christ for all eternity. And if we recognize that, if we recognize just what tremendous gifts we have in the church and just how much Christ has done for us, then that can bring a whole new intensity and enthusiasm into our faith. I think the challenge for us is not to be half-hearted Christians, but to go big or go home, as that seminarian would say. Christ went big. He didn't say, oh, I'm just going to say a prayer for you to redeem you. He gave his life on the cross. He submitted himself to a horrific execution. He went big to show us the love that he has for us. And every time the Mass is celebrated, he doesn't just send down the grace from heaven. He transforms the bread and wine into his very body and blood. He goes big to show us his love. And we're called to go big in response, to be like the saints. We're called to greatness, not mediocrity. No one's going to be attracted to a church where people are going through the motions in a half-hearted manner. What attracts people to the church and why the church has flourished through so many centuries is because of the saints. It's because of people who were all in, people who went big, people who were passionate about the faith, and they found the pearl of great price, something so incredible within the church that they were willing to sell everything to gain that pearl. And so I encourage you, in your lives of prayer, go big. Don't just go through the motions of reciting the words, but seek to deepen your relationship with Christ. Seek to encounter and commune with the infinite being who created the heavens and earth. Go big in your lives of prayer. When you come to Mass, don't just go occasionally or when you have time. Don't just go through the motions. Go big. Recognize that this is the body and blood of Christ, that this is where we're the closest to Jesus Christ when we're at Mass. And we should love that. And we should desire to come to Mass, especially on Sundays, but other times as well. Go big with Mass attendance. When it comes to fidelity to the moral teachings of Christ, don't pick and choose. Go big. Go the whole way. In the sacrament of marriage, when it comes to openness to life, don't put conditions on it. Go big. Welcome as many lives as the Lord blesses into your marriage. Whether it's generosity or works of mercy, go big. Our Lord went big for us. Zacchaeus gives us a tremendous example of someone who went big in giving away his possessions in an act of tremendous generosity. And the saints give us tremendous examples as well. We're not called to be half-hearted, but we're called to go big, to put everything in for Christ.